Bell returned to Scotland, sure that he wanted to be an inventor. He wanted to work with speech and sound. He and his brother spent a lot of time working on inventions. Bell's father had invented a written code called visible speech to help hearing-impaired people learn to speak. Bell and his brothers began helping their father demonstrate how visible speech worked. In 1863, they built a speaking machine. Bell had started to invent instruments for human communication. Bell read about a scientist who made sounds with a tuning fork and electricity. Bell thought this meant that the scientist sent words through a wire. Because of this mistake, Bell started trying to send sounds by using electricity. These ideas started Bell's work on the telephone. Feature box, good vibrations. A tuning fork is a metal tool that has two prongs. When someone strikes a tuning fork, it vibrates and produces a sound. Caption: This 1871 photograph shows Bell, top row, far right, with the staff and students of the Pemberton Avenue School for the Deaf in Boston, Massachusetts. Sadly, both of Bell's brothers died. The family then moved to Canada. Only a year or two later, Bell moved again, this time to Boston. There, he taught speech to hearing-impaired children. At night, he worked on his experiments. In 1872, Bell became a professor of speech at Boston University. While there, he spoke to many scientists about his ideas. He met businessmen who helped pay for his electricity and sound experiments.